The fine art of common sense. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Continue our conversation now with Congressman Tim Walberg. And Congressman, during the break there, I had one of the listeners chime in. And this is the comment. People like the Corps of Engineers and many other agencies think they can just wait out Trump, stall basically, wait for him to be gone and then respond in the future or not respond at all right now because they believe that he'll only be there for one term and therefore if they just stall, that their deep state, if you will, that they'll be back in charge with the bureaucrats and the folks that are behind the scenes that always stay when the politicians come and go. You think there's any truth to that?
There's no question in my mind that there is plenty of truth to that. It's a huge government. It's a government that's grown exponentially in many areas and has significant power to make their lives better by extending their power. So, no, I wouldn't disagree with that at all. And in relationship to the original question about your friend and the pond, there are provisions that sometimes a person isn't aware of when they're building the pond and the impact upon other people's wetlands. So I would encourage that individual to contact their member of Congress. If it's me, we'd be delighted to talk with them about it. Sometimes we can find the information and we can mitigate some things that take place. And if it is indeed a bureaucrat that's gone wild, we can help work that out as well.
All right. Well, I want to talk about a couple of other things here before we let you go for the day. Obviously, the 115th Congress coming to a close here shortly, and then you'll open the 116. Criminal justice reform, big push for that right now. Where are you in this conversation?
Yep. Well, there was some encouraging news yesterday that there might be some opening to get that done. We know that we incarcerate too many people. It's become not simply costly, but it impacts people's lives. Takes the place at times of putting the people that should be incarcerated for an awful long time. Makes it difficult to do that. But some of the other crimes, and we look at civil asset forfeiture issues, the like, those have to be addressed. And so I'm hopeful that we can move it forward. The Senate had some breakthrough yesterday, and so we have a guardedly optimistic position right now. We'll see what happens.
All right, so what are the other priorities you have between now and you know, things that we might see happen as this lame duck session winds its way through? We obviously know the president's battling over, you know, spending initiatives, over the wall in Mexico, and I wonder what your reaction was to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and that whole meltdown a couple of days ago in the Oval Office, that whole dance, if you will.
Well, I tell you, they were shown to be who they are, and that's completely committed to blocking, frustrating this president, putting him in a difficult situation. I think he showed his leadership there yesterday, or 2 days ago, and in fact, I think they've come to understanding that this wall is going to get built one way or other. And I think that's one of the sticking points that we see in the appropriations package. But I think they've looked in the eye of the president and seen that he's not going to blink. On some positive things, we need to get the tax package through with also retirement issues in it, one of which is my bill on annuity safe harbor. It looks promising that bill will get through that will make further fixes to our tax structure that will extend certain provisions that we worked on in repealing the Affordable Care Act and didn't get through. Looks like we're going to be able to complete some of those things. So that's one issue that hopefully today, even today, we would have a chance to vote on. Then, of course, the appropriations, final 25% of appropriations bills, which includes the wall funding in it, will be the next thing. And that's probably going to be next week. Soon we'll be back Wednesday or Thursday to finish that up, hopefully.
I want to jump in here because I see that the president just, he's up early again. I know you're shocked to hear that. He just sent a tweet out here just minutes ago. On point here, back to the wall before we get too far away from that. I often stated one way or the other Mexico is going to pay for the wall. This has never changed. Our new deal with Mexico and Canada, the USMCA, is so much better than the old one, the very costly and anti-U.S. NAFTA deal, that just by the money we save here, Mexico is paying for the wall. What do you make of that? He says Mexico's paying for the wall because of the new newly negotiated trade deal that is so much better for the U.S.?
Yeah, well, we would assume that that was part of the plan, that because of trade policies issues, that we would get more money from Mexico. I'm glad to see him tweeting that out. It's a question I get all the time, and I tell people you're going to have to ask the president how that takes place. But bottom line, whether we pay for it or they pay for it, the wall still has to be put up. We have to secure our borders, and border security is topmost in people's minds, and that crosses the political spectrum as well. General public, 80% or better, believe that we ought to promote our border security by putting whatever is necessary in place to make sure that that anyone outside of this country understands there is a wall effectively there.
On the left,
as you're welcome to come legally, but not otherwise.
On the left, they say that wall, Congressman, in and of itself, by its very virtue, is racist. That doesn't even make sense to me, but that's what the wall is racist. It's trying to prevent the browning of America or some such nonsense. I'll give you the last word.
That is nonsense. You know, we've seen an increase in immigration coming in the United States. We've seen an increase in asylums in the United States under this administration. So that's absolutely absurd. And any other country that has a wall, a fence, a border patrol, they don't say that about them. So again, the majority of American people are smarter than that. They understand we are not racist. We are not trying to be bigoted and keep other countries out and colors out. No. We just simply say, when you come here, come because you want to experience and undertake the American way and do it legally.
I agree with that. Congressman Tim Walberg here, do it legally. You're welcome here, but you got to stand in line. That's
sign
the
guest book.
Yeah, hey, sign the guest book. Yeah, I like that. Congressman, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, you have a great day, and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to all of you as you move toward that.
Thank you so much. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company. By the way, right now you have a chance to win a brand new free $4,000 system just in time for Christmas. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the Wolverine giveaway button, and away you go. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
So, you have unfiled tax returns, maybe several, and maybe, just maybe, the IRS will never catch you. In the meantime, you don't dare buy a home or put money in the bank. That's no way to live. There is hope. I can help you file those tax returns and negotiate a reasonable settlement with the IRS. I'm Chris McGlatcher of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to SteveGruber.com to find us.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National